בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני שפתי תפתח, ופי יגיד תהי לשכה. So here's a great parable that really highlights the importance of hisbodedus, of talking to Hashem, and really the obligation that we have to talk to Hashem. An ABC, basic of emunah, our purpose in this world, the only reason we exist. So there's an emergency ward with numerous doctors usually in-house because there are sometimes emergencies and sometimes life-threatening emergencies. One particular night when there would usually have been numerous doctors in-house, these doctors needed to attend a very, very important conference and they were not able to be in-house that evening. So they arranged with another doctor that he will step in for them that evening. Now, they warned this doctor very, very severely. They said, we want you to know this is a very, very serious emergency ward. And sometimes things are very quiet. It can be a relatively easy night to handle. But if you start having to deal with numerous emergencies, please, here's the number to call. We're not so far away. We can get to the hospital quickly. We don't want to because we need to be at a very important conference. But if there are emergencies, you need to call us. If there's one emergency, you can handle it. But once you get two, three, you will not be able to handle it. So please call us. We warn you, you must call us if there's an emergency. But it's possible that it'll be a quiet night also. So the night comes and the doctors go to their conference. And the stand-in doctor, he starts the night off and things are quiet. Midnight comes, one person starts screaming, there's an emergency, and the doctor deals with it in the right way. Soon afterwards, another person screams out, and there's another emergency, and again he deals with it well. But soon after that, the first patient again needs attention. Now there's a second patient. Soon after that, there's a third situation. This doctor is working so diligently, so devotedly. He's running from one to the next. He's sweating because he's working so hard. He's really investing so caringly for each patient in an incredible way. Comes the morning and he is absolutely finished. He's never worked so hard in his life. He really, really tried his best. The doctors come back to the emergency ward and call the stand-in doctor and they accuse him and say, you're a murderer. You're a murderer. Do you know on the night you were there, somebody died? Why? He says, well, I'm sorry, but do you know how hard I worked? Go look at the video footage. The camera's there. You will see I ran. I gave it everything I could. Do you understand? I couldn't do anything more. And they say to him, you fool, we told you so many times, you need to call us. You need to call us because you will not be able to handle it on your own. We are sent down to this world. The only objective is to earn the next world. But this world is a very, very tricky place. Things can go very wrong because we're enticed by a lot of things that we're supposed to stay away from in order to earn the next world. Hashem says before he sends us down to the world, my child, this is all for you. I created the world because I love you. No other reason. I want you to earn the next world. Go on this excursion. It's going to be difficult, but go do it. And then you'll come back and get the greatest reward. But my child, you will not be able to do this on your own. Reach out to me. Talk to me. I am there with you. You are going to have to believe it because you will not be able to see me. But I am there with you wherever you go. Anything you need, talk to me. I can help you. When we come to this world, we don't have a recollection of what happened to us previously in the other world. We don't remember this conversation with Hashem. But Hashem gives us the opportunity and expects us to reach out to Him if we work extremely hard while alive, really breaking our heads, really well-meaning, trying to do the right thing. But we mess up, which is almost inevitable being a human being, because being perfect is very difficult. It's impossible. Hashem says, when we would get back to heaven, they can really, really ask, how did you do this? It's a serious mistake you made. We may answer back and say, well, I tried my best. They may say, but we told you to ask for help. Hashem says, I told you to ask me for help. I don't care how hard you tried. You needed to realize and humble yourself that you cannot do this without me. You need me. Talk to me.